Exclusive, Representative Ashley Hinson. DOGE Efforts in Iowa, a Model for Success. By Hannah Knudsen on March 6, 2025. Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE. Efforts in Iowa are a model for success. Representative Ashley Hinson, RIA, said during an appearance on Breitbart News Daily. I've said this many times, and I will continue to repeat this. Iowa really started doing DOGE before it was cool and before it was really called DOGE. The Congresswoman began, pointing to efforts of their governor, Kim Reynolds, R., and what she has been able to do in realignment with our state government. She cut her cabinet positions way back and has saved, I think, already the numbers well over 200 million, and I think it's 215 to 217 million. Which they were initially projecting for just 4 years, but it's already happened in just 18 months. She revealed, pointing to Iowa as a prime model for the U.S. government and its federal DOGE efforts. So when you look at saving the taxpayers' money and what it has taken to be more efficient, I think Iowa is an incredible model for that. And that's just getting started, like I talk about how many decades it takes to get in this position where you've just seen this growth of government and the animals. Like the wounded animal trying to defend itself, right? The world's going to come crumbling down if we make these changes. And I think Iowa is a great example of how you can make these changes, provide these efficiencies for the taxpayers, and still provide the services the taxpayers need, she continued. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Representative Ashley Hinson, RIA, and Emily Schmidt, March 4, 2025. Emily Schmidt, chair of Iowa's DOGE Task Force, also spoke about the state's efforts and said that they are actively ready to listen to and engage with Iowans and do what we can to help set Iowa up for even more success than we already are. She emphasized that their efforts will be driven, primarily, by Iowans. We have a public portal. We have an X account. So we're going to really go where Iowans tell us we need to go. As you mentioned, Governor Reynolds already reduced agencies from 37 to 16. And that was done a couple years ago already. Because she started the groundwork back in 2020 on an economic recovery board. So chaired that as a working group, and we've been looking at boards and commissions. The agencies, but right now it's about systems. People, process and leveraging that technology, she added. So we're going to go. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.